Hello and welcome to Your Better Life with Better Tax Returns. I'm your bigger refund coach, Charlie. You may have heard me on my main media partner, SEN Radio, with Fletch, Joel, Maddie, or Jimmy, or on Triple M with Luke Boner on the late night shift, or on the Road podcast with Mick the Trucker. In this series of tax tips podcasts, I'm going to help you wake the truck up to ensure you get the biggest refunds this year or future years and extra refunds from your past returns. The sooner you start, the sooner you're smart.
Charlie, I work as a carer, so I drive to my client's place and sometimes I have to stay overnight. What should I be claiming?
Well, it's not, again, not uncommon. We've got a lot of aged care and disabled carers, and under their award, they have typically provisions for overnights, an overtime meal allowance.
Oh.
So let's have a look at your circumstances and the circumstances of other carers who are watching the episode and identify the expenses to claim. Because I'm assuming, as you just said, that you are driving in your car to the patient's house.
Yes.
Then you are allowed to claim your car not only from the office or hospital to the patient's house, but also from home to work under the multiple site exception. Remember we were talking about that earlier?
Yes, yes.
So multiple site exception says if you use your car to go to multiple sites during the week, then you can claim your car from home to work as well as to the patients. So it might be a triangle, or you might go to work and then to the patients and back to work and home. Regardless, you're going to keep a logbook for 12 weeks to work out how you use your car for work and private over 12 weeks. And again, if it turns out that you 90% of the kilometres in the logbook are for work, then we work out how much you spent on that car. And again, between depreciation and expenses, petrol, insurance, rego, loan interest, services, so forth, might be $20,000. And if it's 90% of $20,000, rather than claiming zero, or perhaps you claiming 700 kilometres at 72 cents, you've claimed $490. Instead of claiming only $490 under the cents per kilometre method, you're claiming $18,000 with a logbook. That's an example. We'll do your specific circumstances when we talk to you, but that's what you would be doing. So that's your car. If indeed, between overnights or even long days, you are working overtime and your carer's award and incorporate into your enterprise bargaining agreement incorporates an allowance, an overtime meal allowance for when you do work those long days, then as we discussed with other professions, you may be claiming up to $15,000. It's more than likely going to be closer to the $6,000 or $7,000 because you're not doing the monstrous overtime that you see truckies and tradies do and miners. But regardless, we'll identify whether you're receiving an overtime meal allowance so you're eligible to claim that overtime meal expense. We'll work out how much you spend each time on your overtime meals, and as a multiple, we'll work out how much you claim in total for the whole year. So that's your car, that's your overtime meal expense, and of course, using our free and easy method to keep all your receipts for all your expenses from a list that we will send to you after you complete the four-question questionnaire, you'll pick up other hundreds and thousands of dollars. So between all of that, you're looking at up to 40 grand in deductions, which is about 18,800 as a refund. You're probably seeing hundreds in your refund.
Mm.
So that is a potential, okay? Now, actual, we won't know until we talk to you specifically, but if after talking to you, it turns out you've got nothing to claim, of course, it's unfortunate, but we also have a solution for you. We'll tell you to use our $39 DIY simple service, okay? So we'll send you, you'll fill out the questionnaire, we'll say, sadly, based on your answers, you have diddly to claim, but you can either do your tax return free on MyGov, or if you find that confusing, you can use our phone tax service for $39, where you're asked by a mechanical voice, a bit of fun, could be Elvis, could be Darth Vader, and it asks you questions and you answer the questions by pressing one or two, one for yes, two for no. And if you use that service, not only is it inexpensive, but it's easy to use. In fact, you could possibly complete your tax return by answering one tax question. Do you want to claim the maximum of $300 without receipts? So carers, be they for age, children or disabled, it depends on your circumstances. But Tater Bones, I think we've answered that question. Yes?
Yep.
All right, so watch episode 4 for how to keep perfect receipts, episode 5 for work-related car, if indeed you do drive to your patients, episode 6 for overtime meal expense, episode 17, if you don't have anything to claim, look at our DIY, and if after examining your circumstances you find that you do have some of those expenses to claim and you haven't claimed those in past years, then look at episode 10, how to claim your extra refunds. So for car, again, let me illustrate how to claim your car with some actual numbers. As I noted, most people don't know they're eligible to claim their car under either the bulky item exception or the multiple site exception and don't claim anything. That's a $0 claim. Or they claim using the lazy truck method called cents per kilometre, where they claim up to 5,000 kilometres. I say up to, because if you only do 1,000 kilometres, at 72 cents a kilometre, that's 720. If you claim 5,000 kilometres, that's an, oh my God, 3,600. Let's make sure you're claiming the better part of 25,000. So you're going to keep the logbook and everything as discussed in episode 5, and you're going to keep copies of all your purchases. You're going to use the free and easy method to photograph all your receipts for fuel, tyres, batteries, services, car care products, armour oil, tyre black, all that sort of stuff, car care services, car wash details, car assets like seat covers and floor mats and dash covers and steering wheel covers, etc., etc. And you're also going to forward the invoices that have been emailed to you from your various associations for your registration, for your insurance, your loan agreement, your loan bank statement so we can see how much interest you paid on the car loan that year, your breakdown service, etc., etc., including the cost of the car. All of these costs will be on file in your tax receipts email, and all those costs, which I suggested might be around about the $20,000, including depreciation, will be used to work out what your total expenses are and compared to, and claimed by the logbook method, which at 90% would be $18,000. You've seen me repeatedly give that example, but now you see where those car expenses come from, right? So fuel, rego, everything. Now, that list has just been read to you, but the detailed list will be sent to you once you've registered by answering those questions and submitting your questionnaire. I give you that example of what you should be claiming, but what more than likely you've been claiming is zero, because you didn't know your car was eligible, or somewhere between zero and 3,600. There's just no doubt, that you are much better off claiming by the logbook method if your car is eligible. Contact us to see if you're eligible. Keep a logbook, keep all your receipts. Once again, I want to illustrate an expense, overtime meal expense in this situation, by giving you a mathematical example. Let's say, for instance, you receive an overtime meal allowance of $1,500 in your payment summary or pay slips. You can prove that allowance. And so you've received that allowance, and now let's look at what you should claim. There's no correlation. You don't say, oh, I received $1,500, therefore, I should claim $1,500. Even you know that doesn't make any sense. But that's exactly what your lazy trucker tax preparer has been doing. So I'm going to show you what you should claim. I'm going to show you what you're likely have claimed. Okay, so you've got an overtime meal allowance. Therefore, you're eligible to claim your overtime meal expense. Let's say you've, in the 52 weeks of the year, you've taken 2 weeks off. You work 6 days a week. And you're spending about $25 on overtime meal expense each meal. You should be claiming, 50 by 25, 175 days per week by 50 weeks, you should be claiming 8,750. Now, that's a calculation. You don't need receipts for any of that. You do need to prove you have overtime meal allowance, but I've already pointed out it's in your payment summary, or you can find it in your pay slip or prove it by letter. But back to the example, you should be claiming $8,750. More than likely, your trucked up, lazy trucker accountant has just gone, you receive $1,500 in overtime meal allowance. How about we plug that figure into overtime meal expense? On ya, you bloody wombat, $1,500. Or not only is your tax preparer lazy, but he's also dumb and he's claimed zero because he didn't even know you could claim overtime meal expense. The industry is stupid. Don't keep working with them. This service, this episode, it's free. Learn. Act on it. Once you've watched all the episodes that relate to you and complete and submit answers to four questions, we'll assign you a tax email account and password where you can send all your receipts, payslips, and logbooks using our free and easy method. We'll forward you simple, easy-to-follow instructions tailored to your circumstances, including a list of expenses to keep receipts for. And if it's too complex, we'll invite you to book a free 30-minute consult. As a result, you'll have more expenses to claim each year and thus a bigger, safer refund.